Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a fire hose of news today. Thank you for sticking with us. Paul and Jordana and DJ, and what's happening in Ukraine. Last night, while many of us were sleeping, Russia invaded Ukraine. And it's complicated. Ukraine was a part of the old Soviet Union when the old Soviet Union fell apart back in 91. Ukraine went its own way, and they had democracy in mind. They've elected 5 presidents democratically, representative government, all those things that Russia is not. Ukraine may be drifting into NATO's orbit, and perhaps Vladimir Putin had enough and decided this was the time to go, sensing that maybe NATO and the United States would not become directly involved in combat. With us is Pamela Falk, and she is the foreign affairs analyst for CBS. She was up till 2 a.m. covering the United Nations and that otherworldly exchange between Ukraine and the Russian ambassador. It was amazing to see. Pamela, thank you for making time for us today.
Absolutely, Paul and Jordana. It was totally amazing because we went in and it was a 9:30 called meeting, and there was a sense of having the meeting for it's so late because something was going to happen, mm-hmm. or maybe happen. But there still was this hope. It's the UN. It's diplomats, and so U.S. and U.K. were all saying, "Putin, you know, go back. Don't do anything more. Let's because he had recognized 2 provinces as independent, as which are part of Ukraine, and." In the middle of the meeting, everybody's phone started exploding. That's how we all get news these days. And
right,
so,
right.
And you could just see it on their faces. I mean, just somber, somber. And I think from my listening, because I interviewed him 2 weeks ago, the Ukraine ambassador looked, his voice was cracking. I mean, and he immediately held up his phone and said to the Russian, "You're doing this. Why? How can you keep saying you're not going to do this?" And it really was pretty dramatic. And then now the Security Council has just 10 minutes ago formulated a resolution that they'll vote on tomorrow that says Russia has to get out. Now, it can't pass because Russia has a veto, but it does carry the weight of the world with it, so it makes some kind of a point. But look, no one's been able to stop them. That's the bottom line.
And the sanctions that were announced today, that's not going to stop them either. I mean, nothing is going to stop Putin and the Russian Federation from accomplishing their goal. But again,
right. I mean, you know what was interesting? President Biden himself said that. He said no one expected sanctions to prevent anything. In other words,
Pam, just go back for a minute because you were in the room. As the bombs start falling, as the invasion happens, and the Ukrainian ambassador holds his phone and says to the Russian ambassador, "You're doing this. You're lying to our face." What was the response of the Russian ambassador?
He said, "I can't see your phone. What are you talking about?" And then he said, "Please don't interrupt me." And it was just back and forth. They didn't know what to do. And then, of course, the U.S. ambassador spoke again because she had spoken already. But Linda Thomas Greenfield said, I have to say more. Russia, history will judge you, you know. And then the secretary general came out and said more. And he came out today again and said, "Putin, you know, go back. Stop it. It's bad. It's really bad, but it's not irreversible." And people were just shocked because also, no one had yet seen the casualties. I mean, since then, between, you know, the wee hours of the morning last night and right now, you see people, civilians dying, people in bomb in fallout shelters in the subway, the mass exodus from Ukraine. I mean, it's just amazing. And the UN agencies like the World Food Program are really concerned not just about Ukraine but about all of Africa, because Ukraine supplies all the wheat. And so they said, look, they're going to stay there. The UN is staying in Ukraine. But it's a very bad situation. I mean, the first targets were military bases, and then they started hitting a lot of civilians. And the fear right now is that they're heading for Kyiv, the capital. And what happens to Zelensky? I mean, are they going to take him out and put their puppet in? I mean, that's the real question.
Yeah, they're talking about decapitating the leadership in Ukraine. And some, Pamela, some have said this is a battle between authoritarianism and democracy. And it's interesting to me, Putin and Xi Jinping met during the Olympics. We saw them together.
Right.
And it's interesting to me, the day after the Olympics, the Winter Olympics ended, that's when things began to unravel. And my question for you, the Chinese maybe also sensing weakness, perhaps weakness on our part, watching this showdown between Russia and Ukraine, and they may be wondering, hey, if the Americans won't defend Kyiv, will they defend Taiwan? Is there concern that there will be ripple effects from this, and that this could grow? Or do you think this is a one-off? Once they install their puppet regime in Kyiv, they will retreat back into Russia?
No, the former. I mean, everyone has can imagine the bubble over Xi Jinping's head, which is, oh, can we do this? I mean, there's no question. And today there was a little bit of nervousness because there was strafing by China over Taiwan. So
yeah.
Everybody's watching this. Now, that said, there's no question that Russia is sort of touting China as its new BFF, its best friend. And China will certainly help to bail it out of some of these sanctions. In other words, sort of cushion the blow. But on the other hand, at the UN Security Council, Xi Jinping himself, the ambassador where we were, all said, look, we understand what Russia's doing. We see the complications of Ukraine, but the negotiations are the better way. Because they really don't. I mean, what happens when the U.S. decides sanctions against Russia aren't working and China's bailing it out? Then the sanctions go against China. And then, by the way, we bite our nose to spite our face because we do so much production in China.
Right.
So, I mean, the whole thing is just a mess. And what was interesting today at the White House was what President Biden didn't put in. In other words, he didn't sanction Putin. That's, they call it the nuclear bomb of sanctions, you know, the nuclear weapon. And
why not?
Yeah, I mean, if not now, when? I mean, you invade a country and you're taking it over in 2022. I mean, this isn't even, you know, in 2014, the listeners have to understand this happened before. I mean, the Russians rolled tanks in and took Crimea back, but they got out and nobody expected it, and it wasn't, it was sort of mixed views in Ukraine. Now, because they did that, it's like 90%, because it is a democracy and there is polling, that support for going to the West and staying away from Russia. So the Ukrainians have armed themselves, and also it's going to be sort of similar to a civil war. I mean, you're going to have Ukrainians fighting Ukrainians because the Ukrainians have been armed, and two of the provinces that he now has declared in the Donbass independent states, Donetsk and Luhansk, were given citizenship of Russia and Russian army membership potential. So you got Russian military in Ukraine. You got, within the borders of Ukraine, you have Ukrainian civilians. You know, a doctor. I mean, someone went and interviewed all these people, one of the correspondents, and I mean, a doctor, a dentist assistant, a priest. I mean, they all took their lessons in automatic weapons so that they could defend themselves. I mean, what is that going to look like?
Mm, so sad. Pam, I know we're almost out of time, but I just want to address what you said before, that our president did not sanction Putin. They claim they're sanctioning the Kremlin, and they will stop their ability to finance the war. But what is the difference between sanctioning Putin and sanctioning the Kremlin? And what would that look like if we did, quote, do the nuclear bomb of sanctions against Putin?
Well, you know, everyone assumes, since Putin's been around for so long, that he's put his money, you know, under the mattress or somewhere that no one can get it. But he would have a very hard time being able to travel, being able to move, being able to access his money. And the other thing they didn't put on the list was this thing called SWIFT, which is a banking cooperative founded in the 1970s. And it's headquartered in Belgium and would really put a dent. So they're holding back on some of them. And I think part of it is a wait and see. So there's something to put in at the very end. But Ukraine said, why are you waiting? I mean, yesterday at the UN, and Zelensky himself said it. Why are you waiting? I mean, put it in now. If you're not going to help us and you're not going to put boots on the ground and no one, and we're sort of hanging out there, do something. So we'll see. Tomorrow's the vote at the UN, and the Human Rights Council is having a meeting tomorrow morning in Geneva, the UN. So, everyone's trying to say at least Putin would be sort of Russia would be a pariah state. The other thing he did sanction, one little footnote, is the Russian oligarchs. There's a whole list of banks and oligarchs. So, I mean, whatever it is, it's our billionaires in the United States is his oligarch money class in communism, and they're very powerful. And so, and they got a lot of money. And so if you squeeze them, they may put pressure on him.
Yeah, but not Putin. It's just bizarre. CBS Foreign Affairs Analyst Pamela Falk. Pamela, thank you for joining us and breaking this down. Be safe out there.
We'll see.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.